Weiter in Shas. We're in Bavakamid of Kuftal, picking up on the top of the page, 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we up at? 8 lines down. Next part of the Mishnah, we discussed Lo Yitin Lo Levno for the Shlucho. If you sold something to someone, you got to give it back to him. You got to give it right back to his hand. Now, Zuck the Halaga, Halaga, Halaga Gemara. Itmar, right? It says, Lo Yitin Lo Levno for the Shlucho, Itmar. Shaliach Shasav Edom. Let's say you have a case where you have a guy named Reuven and Shimon, or into the way Rashi puts it. Reuven lent 100 bucks to Shimon, and now he wants it back. So he sends a Shliach to go and get it. So, Shliach Shasav Edom. You have a Shliach that's set up by Edom. That's Reuven Sheish Lomo, says Rashi Biyad Shimon. Mina Shliach Be'edom Lekalb Mena Vinitamlo. And he says, sends a Shliach in front of Edom, appoint Shlichim. You guys are going to Shlichim to go get it for me. But he never actually told Shimon that that's what's going on. So this guy shows up. Now, it is considered a shliach, and therefore as soon as Shimon gives it over and to the shliach, if something happens to it, Shimon's off the hook. Says Rashi, if him nancy b'derech, potter balabayis, should not some of those, he's potter the one who gave it to him. Rabbi, my love is shliach. Sorry, it's not considered a shliach, and therefore if things get messed up, then the Shimon's going to get messed over there. Why lachy tarch v'okim yibayidim d'lechub yishusei? That's why he went out of his way to make sure, hey, this guy is a shliach, and you can go and give it to him, and once he gets it, it's done. Rabbi, Inish Mahemnu, he's a trustworthy guy. If you want to swim with him, you can. And if you want to go and send money with him, you can send him with him, but it's at your own risk if something happens. We're going to ask a kasha question against Rav Chista, who says that it's considered a shliach. Says the Gemara, Hashol Sapar, someone who borrows a cow. I call Farmer Joe and say, I want to borrow your cow. Vishulcha, so is the Farmer Joe. He sends with the Shliach, Biyad Beno, Biyad Avdo, Biyad Shlucho. He sends with, in the hand of the Farmer Joe, sends with, in the hand of his son or his Eved or his Shliach, oh, Biyad Beno, Biyad Avdo, Biyad Shlucho, Shlshol. Or I send my thing to go get it, my one of these to go get them, and you gave it to him, Umesa, and then it ends up dying before X gets to my hands, Potter. I don't got to pay Farmer Joe nothing. Rashi says, the lo kama b'rishus shoal, l'schai v'onsen, atchiyoma lo mipiv l'sholcha lo biyad b'no. It's not my problem. Something happens to it. Unless, like Dafka said, send it in his hands. But if I just send the shlich says it's not my problem. Hi, shluch l'chidam. Now, how exactly, what is this case over here? How did this work out? If I didn't appoint him a shliach in front of Edom, but no, you didn't. How do you know that he's taka really my shliach? Rashi says, but I didn't the shlucho who the kar lemasis and shlucho. Ella the asav Edom must be. We're talking about he did an Edom, but Ketani Potter and said still you're off the hook. Oh, Rav Chista would say not like that. Kashi Rav Chista, because he says if I send it that it actually is a shliach, what's going on? And for the Gemara, Kedam Rav Chista b'schiru l'kito. No, Rav Chista answers another area. This is talking about two particular types of people. Schiru l'kito. Rashi switches the order. L'kito is shaluchto etzlo. I took the guy in off the streets, you know, to hang out with. He's a good friend. He's a guy who generally uses a shliach, but I never actually officially appointed him. Rashi then goes on. So he's a guy who just gathers up grain over there. Here also wasn't actually shliach that was set up, but it was like a quasi type of zacha, but that's why we called it like that. But it's not actually a shliach, and therefore you don't have a kasha on Rav Chista. Another kasha on Rav Chista. Remember we saw in yesterday's daf that is that if I go and steal from somebody and then I lie about it, I have to go give it back and I give a chumash and if they bring an asham, but I can't give the asham until it actually gets into his possession, gets into his hand. Tonight we're looking at a Mishnah. Lo yitan lo levnova lo l'shlucho. You can't give the stuff that I stole to the person I stole from son or to a shliach. Hi, shlucho yichidami. No, he said he can't give it to him that I'm not able to go off and start bringing my carbon. Rashi says, it's mostly for Rashi and brings on from Esses Daf. Lo yitan lo levno sho nigzal lo licho le nigzal sho im yonosenu chayv lachzir lachzir de lo havi Ashava ad damati lede, and therefore I'm not of token talks he gets into his hands. Something happens, I have to go find a way to go and give it back to him. Says Gemara, hi shluch, hey chidami, what exactly is your shliach over here? Eid the law, so if I did in front of Eidim, if I didn't do it, then my idea, how do I know he's in Eidim in the first place? He's a shliach. El alav that's of Eidim, I did in front of Eidim. Wow, he did in front of Eidim, and yet still it doesn't work. That's against Rav Chista. Tirgum Rav Chista b'schir l'kito. Again, Rav Chista explained this as he's this guy who I rent, who I generally pay money for, I give my, I, he works for me, or he's someone I brought into the house. But again, we don't have here a raya against Rav Chisda because it's not talking about an actual shliach type of thing. Aval shliach she'asu be'edim. One second. What about a case of shliach she'asu be'edim? Shliach was actually done with edim. My what taka would be the din? Hachanam be'shliach. You want to say the taka? It would be a shliach. And then if the ganav goes and gives it to him, he's off the hook. It's like he returned it. Adatani seifa aval no sein hu l'shliach based in then. Instead of teaching in the Sefer, when it says, but if you give it to Shliach Bezin, let's argue with in and of itself. Mamed for Mamurim, when is this talking about? That is, take a look at this little aleph here on the side. This goes to Bach. Mamed for Mamurim, but Shliach Shloso Be'edim. Aba Shliach Shloso Be'edim. It's only for the Shliach Tam with Edim, but if we're done with Edim, so then it's going to be back in the Gemara, Shliach Shloso Be'edim. But the Gemara doesn't do that. It doesn't argue within that. Why not? So the Gemara, Amri, they say, lo psikale. Wasn't so clear cut to him. Shliach Bezin, when you're talking about Shliach Bezin, lo shna so nigzal, lo shna asu gazlan of a shliach. I don't care who set him up over there, whether it was the nigzal one stolen from or the one who was the gazlan, he still works. Psikale. That's something which is very clear to him. And he's able to say that the ganav is off the hook by giving it to him. Shliach shasal be'edim, it's on be'edim, the asu nigzal, who da'havi shliach. Whereas only if the nigzal, the one stolen from, to get this money back, he's able to doing it. Asu gazan lo b'shliach, it's not a shliach. Lo psikale, it's not a clear statement to say straight up. And therefore he decided to use a statement that was clear when Bezin does it. But in a chinami, if it would be that the one was stolen from set it up, then a taka would work and it would be off the hook. The rabbi would be off the hook when he gives it to the shliach of the one stolen from. So Rav Chisda is now good. Ulafukim Haitana, this goes against the is coming to say, not like the following Tana that says, Rashi says, Hamas Nisan du Ukimna Shliach Bezin. The Mishnah that said that you could set up a Shliach Bezin, Afilu Asu Gazlan, even if the one who was the thief did it, Velo Nigzal, Havi Shliach, and it still works, Vahavi Bechriuso de Nigzal, Afukim Yatan, and it's still, the guy is now off the hook, and it's in the Nigzal's Rishus. It goes against the following. The Tanya, went to the Bais, Rabbi Shimon, but also Omer, Shliach Bezin, Shaso Nigzal, Velo Asu Gazlan. If the Shliach Bezin that was made by the Nigzal, by the one who got stolen from, and not the one who stole. That is the one who got stolen from went to Bezin and said, I want this shliach. And they're like, okay, and they set up and they bring it to, and the gazlan says, okay, and he gives him the money. Oh, asu gazlan v'shalach hala v'natal es shalom miyado, or the shliach who was set up because of the ganav himself, and the nigzal, the one who got stolen from, sent his shliach, and he took it from that person, potter. Now the ganav is off the hook if anything happens. Rashi says, potter me onus haderech taima, the natala nigzal, ha nensu min a shliach harishon chayev. What does that imply, though? If the shliach was set up because of the gazlan, and the one who got stolen from didn't send his own shliach to take it from him, then the gazlan is actually going to be chayef for anything that happens till he gets to the person's to the one who got stolen from his hand. Clearly, we don't go along with that shita because here we say that it does work. So fukim atana, we goes against everything we just said here. Right now, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar Dami Tevara, they both say shliach shasa be'edim have a shliach. If a shliach is made in front of Edom, it is a shliach. And if you're going to say back, hold on a second, our Mishnah seems to say, not like that. He's not able to get off the hook by just a shliach. So what are you talking about? B'mamsi lo shliach. Well, so the Mishnah is talking about where the victim makes a shliach available. Mamsi lo shliach is like it's available for him. The amalei, meaning he's saying to the shliach, the one who got stolen from, says the shliach, is li zuse gabe planya. I have money by so-and-so, and he's not sending it to me. So go in front of him and say, like, I'll bring it to him for you. Maybe he's just able to say, he doesn't know, have anyone to send it, and that's the reason why he's not doing it. Inami kid Rav Chisda. Or we could say that the Mishnah is talking about, like Rav Chisda says, Beschiro Ulakito. So according to the first answer, it's saying, Lav Davki, he's sending him as a shliach. He's just saying, hey, if you need someone to help you out, I'm here to help you out. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference what he did in front of people or not in front of people. When it says that he's the a shliach of the one who got stolen from, it doesn't really mean that. It just means that he's there, available to go and help. Inami, another answer is that we said we're talking about a case of where it's not an actual shliach, but again, it's like we saw along Rav Chista b'schiro ulakito, it's like someone who works for him or someone who's like hangs out with him. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, beep, turn the page. Kuf Dalet, Amar Beis. Ein Mishalchin Maos B'di Yokni. Don't send money because of a symbol. Rashi says what that means is Moser Lobal Pikadon L'Shaliach Simanim. That is, let's say I have something by you that I want to get back, either, and I send a shliach with my simon of my chosim. Rashi says, because of lo chosamo beigeris, I put my stamp. You know, everyone had their own stamp, their own signature. I put on a letter, Moserlo v'armelo lech v'her'eh, which is a switcheroo over here. The Mesor Shas switches that to v'her'eh. Leploni v'itin lechamos sheish lebiado, and give money that's in your hands. Don't do that. Ein mishalchamos b'diokni v'afilu edim chasuma le, even if witnesses are signed on signed on it. You holding on to my pikadon, don't trust that. Don't you trust it? This is not called a bona fide shlichus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, im edim chasum alem shachem. No, if there's edim that signed upon it, then you can go and send it. Now, Amri, l'shmuel my takanta. According to Shmuel, so what should be done over here? The guy wants to send a shliach to go take care of it. How should he take care of it then if he's saying that you're not allowed to go ahead and trust and don't send with it? Rabbi the Gemara, ki had the Rabbi Abba have a masik zuze b'de Rav Yosef bar Chama. You go according to that which Rav Abba and Rav Abba did. Rav Abba was owed money by Rav Yosef bar Chama. Amar Leila Rav Safra. So Rav Abba said to Rav Safra, who was going on his way there, he was on his way to Rav Yosef bar Chama, who owed him the money. But how did he also say, "Sinu in the LA"? When you come back, bring it to me. Bring me my cash. You know, ki azal lasa, when Rav Safa went there and he asked for the money, amale Rava Bray, Rava, this is the son of Rav Yosef Bar Chama, he spoke up. Remember what's going on over here. Rav Abba's old money by Rav Yosef, and when Rav Safa goes, he comes and he meets up, he's give the money, and Rava, his son, the one who owed the money, said, mi kasav lacha es kabalti, did Rav Abba write for you a receipt over here that says that I got the money? You know, and then makes sense. Amalei lo. He says, you know, in other words, what do you want? You want me to give you the money over here without a receipt? Hey, he's going to get messed over. So Amalei lo. No, he didn't give it to me. Yachi zilba reisha v'yichtov loch hiskabalti. Okay, so go back to Rabba and let him write, I got it. I got the money. And then we'll give it to you. Lesof Amalei. Then afterwards, Rava said, "Ikas of Lach Nami is Kabalti Lav Klumhu." He says, "You know what? Even if he said I get the money, that's also not going to help, because now we're still a little bit in trouble here, right? Because Dilma at the Asis Shachar for Rabbi Abba for Nafal Zusa Kamiyasmi. Maybe by the time you come back, Rabbi Abba will have died, and the money will have gone as to the Yarshim, to his children." Viskabalti de Rabbi Abba lav klumi. And this letter written, I received it, would mean nothing, because if he dies, then Rav Safa is no longer considered any sort of shliach anymore. It's totally done, and because all of his stuff fell to the Yarshim. And then by taking it now, what's going to happen? Let's say something happens along the way, then the Yarshim will say, hey, pay me, because we didn't get the money, I don't want to get messed over. And Rashi points out the reason why he would say such a thing is because he was old. Rabbi Abba was old. Zakenhu, Kfar Patel Shichus. He was old man, and for there is such a chashash this could happen. So we're a little stuck. So Amalei ve'ela mai takantes. Rabbi Safa said to him, oh, okay, so what should we do? He wants his money back, and you're worried you're going to get messed over. What should we do? So he said to him, Zil nakninu lach agav ara. Rabbi Abba should go. And like we saw in Kiddushin, says Rashi, that v'yu shelcha, let him give over a little piece of land that belongs to you, v'yu shelcha b'chol makom shein, wherever they are, the kaimel in Kiddushin, daf chafvav, nechassim she'en lemechreis, a.k.a. money, nikdem nechassim she'en lemechreis, so he can give over the loan to you. V'ta at ksov lach v'skabalti, and then you come and write that I received this money, and then you can go back and give it back to him, and everything's good and dandy. Or another incident like this: Ki hadrav papa have a masik trisa alfi zuze bechazoi, mad cash. This guy owed Rav Papa 12,000 zuz. someone who lived in Chozai. Akninu nialei Rav Shmuel bar Abba Agav Asifa Debese. And he gave like the opening of his house over to Rav Shmuel bar Abba, who was going over there, said he was able to go and get the money. Ki asa. Rav Shmuel bar Abba came back with the cash. Nafak la'ape ad tavach. Rav Papa was so happy, and he went all the way to Tavach to meet him. Rashi's halach l'kraso ad tavach. Shem makam shayu sameach. Shehevi l'mosav. He's so happy that he brought him his cash money. Okay, next by the Mishnah, we said, Nasan lo sakaren. Let's say the ganav paid back the person he stole from the Karen, the amount that he stole, but he didn't give him the fifth. He has to give him a chomish. He didn't give it to him. Then we said he doesn't have to go chasing after him. Says Rashi, halach l'krasa, oh no, what am I talking about? That was the previous Rashi. Okay, now, he doesn't got to chase him down until he finally gets him and pays off what he owes. Now the Gemara wants to know, this idea of the chomish, is this some sort of... Is it something that's owed to the person? So now the one who's the victim can go and get that amount out of him? Or is it, no, just the guy has to pay that in order to get his full kapar over here? So says the Gemara, Alma chomesh mamonahu. Must be that it's mamon. That it's a chiyuv to go ahead and to pay. Says Rashi, mide itzich leilu misnei, ein sarich leilu chacharo. If he doesn't have to go and give it, he doesn't have to run after him, Alma mamonu gabi, he still does owe it to him, he has to give it to him. V'mayis, b'sham leil yarshim, and therefore if the guy dies, then his yarshim have to go, have to pay it off. Rashi says, v'mayis gazan, b'sham leil yarshim, v'od megetane, harizem mosif chomesh al chomesh, shpamen mamonu kapre. That's what he has to pay back. Utenanami. We also learn this out from our Mishnah. Let's say he swore and he lied through his swearing and then he admitted to it and then he goes and he pays him the chomesh, but he doesn't give him the chomesh. He pays him the karen, but he doesn't give him the chomesh. And then he gets sued and he goes that he swore lying about that again, and then he goes and he confesses again. Hari mosif chomesh al chomesh al chomesh mamon. It must be that it's mamon. V'tanya miyachi v'esav b'risa, which says a ghost of a chaver v'nishbalo. Let's say someone goes and he steals from somebody. You have this ganav. He steals from someone and he swears that he didn't, and he admits to it. Mace, and then he dies before paying it off. Before paying yorshim mishalim karen v'chomesh u'p'tur min asham. They pay karen and chomesh, but they're putter from bringing an ashen. Rashi says, "Daham meisu baylov, deim hifrishu b'chayav hayatoun raya, v'chilo hifrishu b'turim the ashem kaparu." For somebody who's already dead, someone's already done skis and finished and over. So now we say, hold on 1 second. V'yarshin b'nei shalumi chumsha davun havo. V'yarshin and the yarshin, they have to pay the fifth. Or aminu, we were bracing seems against it. A dying in the omer, I can say, emasai eino mishalim chomesh al gezel aviv. When does the son not pay the chomesh for his father's geneva or gzela? Bizman shalom nishba lo. Who velo aviv? It's when neither one of them swore and lied. Who velo aviv? If he swore falsely and his father didn't, aviv lahu, or his father did not him, who ve aviv? Or both he and his father did that. Minayin, how do we know that the son doesn't have to pay the chomesh for the father? Tamaloma, asher gozel v'asher oshak, that he robbed and that he acquired in a fraudulent manner. In this case, the son didn't do either of those, therefore he's off the hook from paying. So what's going on here? We see over here from this price, he's not chayv to pay the chomesh from his father. Our Mishnah is talking about in the first case, we're dealing with the gazlan, he admitted to the fact that the guy admitted before he died, and therefore he's chayv, therefore the yoshim have to pay it. He didn't admit to it, therefore since he's never chayv, therefore the yoshim aren't going to be chayv either. Says the Gemara. Now, hold on 1 second. Eloho, if you're talking about the second price, he's talking about where he didn't admit to it, Karen Namila Masham, then he shouldn't have to pay the Karen either. Why is it that he says, oh, you don't have to pay the Chomesh? V'chit him ha'chan Namila Masham, he says, oh yeah, he didn't have to pay the Karen either. V'homitika mahadar ha'chomesh, since we're talking about the idea, he's talking about the Chomesh, l'meimid the Karen Masham, that's seemingly saying straight up that he do have to pay the Karen. V'od Tanya, not only that, we've brought this straight up by dying in the Omer. You should still say, "Emasayu Mishalem." When is it true that Mishalem Karen al Ges Aviv? When is it the Karen Zon Shenishba Huv Aviv? Only if both of them swore and they lied. Aviv Lohu, but his father and not him. Huv Aviv, him and not his father. Lo Huv Aviv, neither one of them. Minayin, how do we know that the son sells to pay back the Karen? Tamal Omer Gezelav Oshak Aveda Pikadon. Torah says they say it back the stolen thing, the thing that he gained fraudulently, and the lost item, and the pikadon. Yesh Talmud, That is a interesting statement. We're going to get into it in just a moment. V'yosef Rav Huna v'kamer l'hol shmaitza. Now, Rav Huna was sitting down to his teachers. Amalei Rabba Barei, Rabba's son said, Yesh Talmud kamer mar. Is he saying Yesh Talmud? Meaning, Rashi says, V'tanam mikra maisila midichsev kohani ribuyehu shaben chayv l'shalim o yesh talmud kamer mar mistabahu m'shalim v'lo mikroi. Let's read that back in the Gemara. Yesh Talmud Kamar Mar. That Yesh Talmud, there's what you can learn out. Oh, Yesh Talmud Kamar Mar. Or did you say they have to be paid? What were you saying? Amalei, Yesh Talmud Kamar Mar. I'm saying Yesh Talmud. There is what to be derived, to be learned out. We learn out from Sukkim that the son is going to be chayv to pay the Karen and all the Masav that's brought in the Brice over here, no matter who swore. Umei Rebuye Dekray Amri. And I'm saying, and, huh. We learned it out from the extra psukim that I brought up. But Manav Shech, at the end of the day, it comes out straight up that, the Brisa is telling us, that the son has to pay the Karen that he got over here. So obviously, it's only pottering him from the Chomesh. But again, if the Brisa is talking about where there's no one confessing to the sin over here for doing this, then the son shouldn't have to pay the Karen either. So why should he even have to pay the Karen? Ella, my lo hoda. What does it mean when Nachman says that he didn't admit to it? Lo hoda aviv v'hoda b'no. It means the father didn't confess, didn't admit to it, but the son did. Rashi says, lo hoda aviv v'hoda b'no, keren mishalim. Aval chomesh lo, demiete kroi michomesh al gezel aviv. He's now excluded from having to pay that particular part of the chomesh. Frek to Gemara, but you're telling me he only has to pay the chomesh of the keren, not the chomesh. Shouldn't it be that the son should be chayv to be a fifth, the chomesh, when he swore falsely? It says, Gemara, Amri b'shein gezele kayemes. It's talking about a case where this thing that was stolen is no longer kayem. It's not there. Rashi says, Delav Allah alei ramye l'shlume. The Tanana goes on Michael is b'no, p'turin, mishalim. Hilkach I kafar kfirz devarim ba'alma hiu shvuz bitoy hu daleka chomesh. There's no chomesh on that when it's not there. For example, I b'shein gzeil kayim, it's not kayim. Afilu karen nami l'mishalim. We shouldn't have to be the karen either. But we know that he says only part of remaining the chomesh and not the karen. Lo tzuich adikar chayis nechasim. It's talking about where there is property that's connected, you know, to father's teller's property. The Rashi of Armina and Lekaman, Deminiach Avian Achrayes Nechasim Karkos Chayim Lachsim Epnei Kvod Avian. They have to go and they have to return it from the stuff that's left over. If there's still some stuff left over from the property, actual property from the father, they have to pay the person even if the thing itself is no longer there. This is Rashi says this is for the honor of their father. Kvod Avian. To finish it off. How does that help? The Yarshim still shouldn't be chayv to pay back milva alpei, because it's considered a loan that's alpei, that's done by heart, with an actual shtaro. So milva alpei, eino gova lo min ha-yarshim v'lo min ha-lekuchos. You don't take it from the Yarshim to Lekuchos, from anyone who bought it beyond them, or from the Yarshim to get it. So why should you have to give even that? So the Gemara, Amri, beep, they said, turn the page. Kuf hey. Bisha amad badin. It's talking about where the father was in judgment. We brought to court and he was chayv to pay even before he died, and therefore there is going to be chayv. Bisham b'din. If that's really the case, if you have to pay chomesh, why no chomesh? Says Amar Rav Huna. So says Gemara. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. If you shein mishal mechomesh al kfiras shibud karkos, you don't pay a fifth the chomesh when there is a his denying this, even the son's denying of a shibud that's on land. We don't go and pay for such a thing. You don't pay for a claim that's connected to land itself, therefore he doesn't pay the chomesh. Says the Gemara, Rava gives another answer. Right? So we're going to say now that we're talking about a case where the stuff that was stolen actually is still there. And that's why we're saying he has to give back the actual Karen. But you want to know why he doesn't have to pay chomesh because of his shvua that he lied. Rav Amar Hachem Eskinon Kegon Shalaisa Diskia Shalav Mufkedes Biyad Acherim. It's when the Diskia is his wallet, basically his money. Of the father was Mufkad in the hands of somebody else, right? So he had this, and that's where the stuff that was stolen was, and he died, and the son. He got it, but he didn't know that it existed. Karen Mishalim used to pay the Karen. Daha Isik, because it's right there. Chomesh Lo Mishalim used to pay the Chomesh. Dechi Yishtabe B'Kushti Yishtabe, because when he swore that he's not chayv anything, it wasn't a lie. He was actually telling the truth because he didn't even know about it in the first place. Dahava Lo Yada, The ha lo havayada, because he didn't even know about this thing that existed, because he left it off by some other random friend, and that's why he's going to have to pay the chomesh. Otherwise, seemingly, he would have to go and pay that as well. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop it here. I want to, over here, I want to tell y'all a great, great day.